Good morning. We're continuing the Chayalim. The Chayalim now discusses a case which is referred to in the Mishnah, Masechtas Megillah. It's known as Paras Al Shema. Now, the Chayalim is going to use an approach over here which Mishpura actually quotes the Chayalim, not like the Shulchan Aruch. So I'm first going to give you the Shulchan Aruch's approach, and then we will talk about how the Chayyadim approaches it. Shulchan Aruch says in a situation where you had 10 people who could not get together for a minyan, and each person davened b'yechidus, so you have 10 people which all davened b'yechidus, nobody davened, everybody has davened already, nobody davened, so they did not daven together, and now the 10 of them come together in order to be mezaka, the tzibur, with Kaddish and Baruch Hu and Kedusha. Chazal instituted something called Perish Al Shema and Erev Lifnei HaTeva. Perish Al Shema is that one of the 10, even though they're ready to daven, will get up and he will say, we'll say a few psukim of Tilim together, we'll say a Chatzi Kaddish, they'll say Baruch Hu, and then the first Baracha of Birchas Kriyashma. They all already davened the first bracha of Birchas Kriyashma. But in order that they should be able to get the mitzvah saying Baruch Hu, so one of them will say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and the people will answer. And the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's not enough just to answer Baruch Hashem and Baruch Olam Moed, that the tzibur should all be Mevorach Hashem. It's only fulfilled if they say a full bracha. So they say the bracha, the first bracha of Birchas Kriyas Shema. And this will be done by the chazan saying it out loud, the one who's saying the Baruch Hu, everybody listening and answering Amen. So it's called Parish Al Shema, Paris Al Shema. So it's called Paris because we mentioned a different time that the concept of pras means a portion of something, partial, as opposed to the whole thing. Kreichilas pras is the amount it takes to eat. The amount it takes to eat half of a loaf. Whatever the halacha defines is the loaf that we're referring to. The time it takes to eat half of that is referred to as kreichilas pras. So the word pras means a portion of, part of. So over here it's paris al shema. It's not the full birchas kriya shema, which they would say with one person. If the team was davening, they were all davening together, he would have said, the chazan would say out loud, and the people would listen to, and be yotzei with him, all three brachas, and they would say Shema together. So the only thing part of it. So that's called Paras Al Shema. And then, as soon as he finishes the first bracha of Yotzer HaMaros, one person, whether it's that same person or somebody else, will then start Shemon Esrei out loud, and say Kedusha, and the Hebrew will answer Kedusha. And that's referred to by Chazal as called Erev Lifnei HaTeva, the person who goes in front of the Teva being the place where the Shliach Tzibur would stand. The Shliach Tzibur would stand by the Bima, where they would read the Sefer Torah from. And that's still today, that's how, where many shuls which keep follow the minhag of Edut HaMizrach, that's where the Shliach Tzibur stands. And he will therefore come to stand. He'll be over. He will pass up, pass by, pass to come, leave his seat to come to the main point in the shul, to the Pnei HaTeva, in front of the Teva. And he will say the first part of Chazar Sashat out loud and say Kedusha. That's how the Shulchan Aruch understands the Mishnah of Paras Al Shema and Erev Lifnei HaTeva. Now, this is only possible to do if you have 10 people. If you have less than 10 people, you can't do that. It's a Darshah B'Kedusha. And that's what it talks about, the things which require 10 people. It talks about Paras Al Shema and Erev Lifnei HaTeva. So the Chayyadim follows the opinion of the Rivosh, who argues, the Beis Yosef is arguing on. It says that we can't do this if all 10 have davened. It's only if one of the 10 has not davened, and he needs to daven, So then, he's not just saying this to be motzi everybody, something which they've all been yotzi already, but rather he's saying it for his to fulfill his own obligation. And while he's saying to fulfill his own obligation, he's also, meanwhile, we have 10 people together, so he can say Baruch Hu, and he can say the first part of Shemoneh Esrei aloud, thereby being mezakeh everybody with Baruch Hu, and Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and also with Kedusha. He would not say Kaddish, the Kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei, but just the Kaddish before Baruch Hu. And that's it. So that is the approach that the Chayyadim says. And first, what he does is he points out that it's usher to do the way the Shulchan Aruch says, because since they've all davened by themselves, they've lost their chiyuv. It's only possible to do if one of the 10 has not davened yet. So Bezhem, tomorrow and Shir, we will actually see the language of the Chayyadim inside.